So welcome to A Moment in the Woods podcast. Thank you for being with us today. My name is Magda Santos, and today we are interviewing Janet Reynolds. She is a psychic and much, much more. She is also a reverend, so she is Reverend Janet M. Reynolds. She's a certified spirit medium and ordained minister with a private practice in Tampa, Florida. She specializes in practical channeled guidance from the spirit world through private intuitive consultations and group seance gatherings. So I'm so glad that she's here with us. Welcome, Janet.
Well, thank you, Magda. And how are you today?
I'm doing well. I'm so happy that I get to do podcasts, which is something that makes me very happy, if you can't tell from my voice already.
No, I can tell. And you do sound happy today, so that's good.
Yeah. It's one of the things that makes me happy.
Not always sounding happy.
Well, yes, I try my best to sound happy when I'm happy.
Yeah. When I'm around you, when I'm around you, you always sound happy. That was my point.
Well, thank you very much. That I think that's probably a good thing, but, you know, some would argue we shouldn't always be happy, but what the heck? Who are they to say, anyway?
You have to be happy in today's world, wouldn't you say?
Yes, it's been tough. It's been a tough ride.
I should say we don't have to. We should be happy. There's a difference in having to and wanting to.
Yeah, happiness is really an interesting concept. As a matter of fact, actually, I did a podcast on the difference between happiness and joy. So if anybody's out there and they want to listen to that one, just come on to the website, amomentinthewoods.com, and you'll find that one too. But today I really wanted to talk to you, and I wanted to ask you a little bit about the work that you do. Some people would call it psychic readings. I don't know if you feel comfortable with that, but tell us a little bit about what you do.
Well, psychic readings is okay because I am in my own little way a psychic, but I have taken it one step further to where I am a medium. The difference between the psychic and the spirit medium is that the psychic doesn't always speak to the other side, whereas the spirit medium does have the privilege of being able to either see, hear, or feel what is going on with the deceased energy. And Blue Feather is my guide, and he is the one that gives me the words and the symbols, and he's the one that helps me, guides me, protects me.
So when you say that you have a guide, and this guide gives you symbols, what does that mean exactly? If you're doing a reading for someone and you receive a certain kind of symbol, it means something to you?
Yes. Let's say I'm doing a reading for an individual and I can see, it's called clairvoyant, meaning you can see symbols. You can see words too, but clairaudient is hearing the words, but clairsentience clairvoyant is seeing symbols. So by that I mean, if I were to see a waterfall when I'm doing a reading, then what that means to me is water is your emotions. So it would depend on how fast that waterfall, that water's coming down that waterfall, that tells me how high your emotions are on a certain situation. Did that make
sense? That's very interesting. I had never heard anyone say it quite that way. I do remember listening to, you know, the Long Island medium. You know, she's been very popular these last few years. And she talked about symbols that she receives. I think she said something about it. She gets balloons. It's somebody's birthday.
Oh, so do I. I get blue balloons.
There you go.
I get blue balloons. Blue balloons represent a spirit birthday. And then if the energy, the spirit on the other side, if it's somebody's birthday on this side, they show me a cake with candles. And that means that it's that individual's birthday.
Very interesting. It's very specific, isn't it?
Well, it can be, yes. The one thing about my blue balloons is I can only stay within a 3-month range. So if someone's father were to come through, and let's say we're in the month of October, and he has a blue balloon, and I say to the individual, I see a blue balloon being held by your dad, that means his birthday. So that means I can only do August, September, October. So let's say his birthday is September. Then I'm in the clear with that. But then what they would say is, the individual would say, well, my dad's birthday just passed. And I would say, well, what month? And they would say September. Well, we're in October, so I can take that.
I got it.
But sometimes they'll tell me the month, too.
So when you're doing these readings, how do you start? Like someone calls you and says, I would like to do a reading with you, Janet. Then what happens?
Okay, well, I pick up on their energy over the phone. So, well, let's say I see a number. Let's say I see a two. So a two for me represents children and or siblings. So I would tell that person, that individual, I see a two. Do you have two children? And they could say to me, yes, they do have two children. And then what that also means to me is the month of February. So that tells me the month of February of the coming year, which would be 2019, it's going to be a significant month for them.
I see.
Blue feather is in the now. So what we do is we give confirmation and insight. I don't go to the past very seldom. I stay in the present.
And how did you connect with blue feather?
Oh, my Lord, many years ago, Magda, many years ago, I was with, and it was here in Florida. I've been here 40 years almost, and it wasn't even a year after I moved here that I got involved in spirituality. And, one of my mentors told me about Blue Feather and told me that he was he watches over me. So I can tell you the message, okay? The message she told me was, he told me to tell you to be careful shaving your legs, because it just happened that morning I shaved my legs and cut myself with a razor.
Oh.
So I had to think about that one. I said, oh my God, they see everything we do. And in a meditation, he was my father in a past life, and I saw myself as a child with him. So that was
how lovely.
Definitely, the meditation was beautiful. And I am Cherokee, and he is Cherokee, and I'm about 20% Cherokee, and the rest of me is Irish. So in the meditation, I was a little girl, a little Indian girl, long pigtails, and he was my father.
Well, this sounds like a very lovely scene.
It was. It really was, because I've never forgotten it.
Mm. And so the other part that I wanted to ask you about, which to me is similar, how did you become certified as a psychic? Because Yes. Yeah. How does that happen?
You know, I have done a lot of studying. I have been doing this for 32 years. Okay. I've been studying for 32 years. Let me say it that way. And that's what you do. What I did is I went and I got a reading from a woman by the name of Beverly Field. And Beverly Field ended up being my first mentor. And when I got the reading from her, she said to me, you need to take it one step further because you are very intuitive. She taught classes, and that's what I did, is I took her classes, and that was just the starter. I have studied out of the country, and I have studied in Chesterfield, Indiana, which is a very old campground. And have you heard of Lilydale?
No.
Okay, Lilydale is outside of Buffalo, New York. It's Casadega, like the Casadega that we have here in Florida. Okay,
oh,
Lilydale. Okay. Yes, Lilydale. And Lilydale is named after swans. There's two beautiful swans there. So Lilydale is also a campground that has been in Casadega, in New York upper state, that's been there for years and years. And Camp Chesterfield has been in Chesterfield, Indiana for 148 years.
And so you're saying that these are places that you went to study?
Yes, to enhance my abilities. And then the other place that I went to was a place called the Arthur Findlay College, and it's in England. It's outside of London, and I learned how to trans-channel blue feather.
Oh.
I have studied many years in many places. It took me 2 years to become an ordained minister.
Oh, it wasn't automatically online? You didn't just click a button?
Dear. No, I wish it had been that simple. I really do wish.
Well, it's good to be able to tell the people that are listening that, you know, you, let us say, you took the long way around when it came to becoming a reverend.
It might be, have been the long way, but it was the right way.
Yes.
With the church. I did it with Harmony Metaphysical Church.
Okay. That sounds wonderful.
And I got ordained, it's been almost 20 years ago, girl.
Mm.
Yeah, it's been every bit of 20 years. And I got ordained on my birthday.
Did you get balloons?
No. No, but we did go party afterwards. We did go party. Even Reverend Donna Jean came to the party. And she was the minister who ordained me.
How wonderful.
Oh, it was beautiful.
I need to ask you, for the listeners, why should people work with psychics, and how does it help them in their daily lives to work with someone who's a medium?
A lot of times it depends on the situation, but being the fact that Blue Feather and I are in what we call the now, and that we give you insight and confirmation, what that means is he looks ahead and he can tell you something coming, okay? And it's sort of like it's insight to give you information on what could be. Like, let's say I would say to you, Magda, are you thinking to move? Because what Blue Feather would do is he would give me the word move, and you just might have in your mind to move.
I see.
Now, that doesn't make that you'll move tomorrow, okay? But that means there's a move coming. And then sometimes he gives me the word car-ish. That can mean a new car and or something's going on with the car that you have. But it definitely means a new car. But it doesn't make that it has to be tomorrow.
Got it. Because you're both in the now.
Yes.
Ah. Okay.
And another
that makes
thing,
sense.
Another, yes, and another thing that he says, which really surprised me when I got the most words that he gives me is the most is four, the most at one time, so that I make sense to you. And that's out of the country. He told me out of the country. So if someone is out of the country, okay, that's what that means, or it could mean someone coming in from out of the country. But
okay.
One way or another, it has to do with going out of the country.
Okay. And actually, you're telling me a few things that you told me during my reading, I notice.
Oh, God love you. I don't. And that's the other thing I've been taught. I forget. I forget my readings until I get to know you more and more. And then if you were to continue to call, you know, let's say like every 6 weeks or every 8 weeks, because you don't need one every day, okay?
Yeah.
And it would get to where I would know you, and it would be like intuitive counseling.
Okay. Yes. And do you have clients that do regularly see you for that purpose, to be counseled? Yes.
Yes, and I have a lot of, which I'm really happy about, repeated business.
Mm.
For years. I've had clients for years.
And you also mentioned that you had done a psychic fair at, Wings, the bookstore in St. Pete?
Oh, yes, I did do that.
So do you do things like that to introduce yourself to different parts of the community?
I do psychic fairs in the area. I do, yes. I also do house events. I go to people's homes and I can do a seance. Is that what you mean?
Yes, you know, I was just trying to give the listeners an idea of where they can connect with you, where they might have seen you. And this is wonderful that you said that you could go to their homes.
Yes, I go to their homes. I sometimes have a seance here in my home. And then the church, there's a couple churches that I still go to, and they have psychic fairs. So, like, I'm scheduled on December 1st to go to one of the churches in St. Pete. So, yes, we go.
Which one?
Church of the Living God.
Okay. So if anybody's near there or interested in seeing you, they can definitely stop in and say hello.
Yes, they can. They can come in and get a reading.
They can do that too, which would be wonderful. Yeah. That way they can feel the energy that goes along with the reading, because I felt that when I spoke to you. And it was a very gentle, and it felt very, I don't know, secure or safe is the word that comes to mind.
Well, that makes me feel good, so thank you.
Yep.
It's the temple of the Living God, Magda, in St. Peter,
okay.
So I say it right.
All right.
But I'm glad that you were comfortable, because that's important. You need to be open for a reading. And by that, what I mean is you not to have any skepticism, to be skeptic. Is that right? That's a good word, right?
Yes, yes.
If you're skeptic, or if you don't believe in it, and you sit down and you go to get a reading, then what you're doing is you're blocking the energy.
Right.
And when you block the energy, it makes it harder for the psychic.
But I'm sure that there are people that come to you and test you, no?
Yes. 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 And then I know that's what they're doing.
And I understand, because I think this work has been sometimes in our history co-opted by those that perhaps should never have even gotten into it. And so sometimes people are skeptical and they need something to hold on to validate their own feelings that this is the right thing to do.
Right. I do everything in my power to. I never. One thing Blue Feather does not do is he does not tell you what to do. When I'm doing readings, suggestions are made. But the bottom line is you have to make up your mind.
I think that's excellent.
And people that are going to do a job change, that's the word. If I'm talking with someone and giving them a reading and they're not happy where their employment is, the word that he gives me is job change. So then I say, you know, there's a job change.
Yes, but it's up to the person who's getting the reading to make those decisions. I see.
Exactly.
I see what you mean.
Yes.
Yeah.
And suggestions are made, but I never, ever tell anybody what to do. Or Blue Feather never really tells anybody what to do.
I've got to ask you, what is your favorite or most memorable reading? Before we go, I definitely want to make sure that the listeners get to hear your answer to that one. Because I think there's so many things that you've been doing in your life for so long that there's got to have been a couple of those that were distinctive.
That's very true. And then I'll tell you this too. I have to ask permission from that individual. I don't give names, but I ask them permission if I can use what I had seen and heard. So they give me permission. They tell me, yes, that means I can talk about it. So
okay.
I had a friend of mine that I did a reading for, and her dad came through. So when her dad came through, well, he was holding false teeth. So I could honestly see the false teeth. And I said to her, your dad is here. I said, but I see false teeth. Why do I see false teeth? And she said to me, well, and you know, when you get messages from the other side, they're memories. They're always memories. So she said, when my dad and my mom were here on earth, I paid for my mother's false teeth. And I did not pay for my father's false teeth. And she says, that's been a joke ever since. She paid for her mother's, but she wouldn't pay for her father's false teeth. So they made a joke out of that.
And not everyone would know about that, huh?
No. And I'll tell you one more real quick. Because this really fascinated me. This really, some of the stuff that I see, Magna, is beautiful. It really, really is. It's just, they're beautiful memories. I had a gentleman that passed over, and his wife came to me, and he was a policeman. He was a policeman. So that made him sort of a little rough, right? A little tough. So okay. I see this man, and it's her husband, and I see him sitting on a patio, okay? And he's blowing bubbles. And I said to her, oh, my God, your husband is blowing bubbles. Why? Now, visualize a policeman blowing bubbles. and he was blowing bubbles. And she said he used to sit on the porch and blow bubbles with his grandchildren.
Oh. I'll tell you, those grandchildren make you do all kinds of things, don't they?
Yes. So I thought that was pretty special to see him sitting there blowing bubbles.
I think it is. I think that's a good one, too. False teeth and the policeman blowing bubbles. Got it.
Got it. Yes. So it's pretty amazing what they show me. And the one thing that I've really learned is I give it to you just like I see it. And if you tell me no, I just say, that's okay. I'm going to give it to you. And if I get a name of a family member or a friend and they don't, or just a name and they don't know who that is, I just say, that's okay. I'll give it to you now. And then you just take it with you. And then further down the road, then they remember who it is.
Oh, I think that's the best thing to do. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
That way, again, it's back.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
You can't always have come in who you want to come in. Some people, when they come to a reading, they want their mother to come in. Well, that doesn't make that their mother will come in. Does that make sense?
Yes, I'm sure you're very able to help them through that, because I'm sure that sometimes people think that they know what they need to hear from Spirit, but that's not always true.
Right. Spirit knows what they need to hear.
Yeah.
And then I had a young girl one time. I'll tell you this one, Magna. I had a young girl, a granddaughter. We did a seance in the house, and the grandmother came through for the granddaughter. And she told me to tell her grandmother to leave.
Mm.
So she was really upset with the grandmother, and she didn't want her grandmother there spiritually. So I had to ask the grandmother to leave.
Yeah, because you have to handle some pretty touchy situations.
You do, but I love my work.
It sounds like it.
If I can help, that's all that matters. And words do help.
I agree. Well, Janet, we've come to the end of our interview, but before we go, please let people know how they can contact you if they want a reading, a seance, or some guidance from you.
Okay. My email is janet@bluefeather.net, and then my webpage, bluefeather.net, www.bluefeather.net. They can go out there, and my phone number and everything is out there.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah. I just want to thank you one more time for being on the show. I really appreciate it. I think you did a really great job of helping people understand what psychics and mediums do. Since you have had so much experience, I think you brought in some memories, as you said, that people might be able to understand more clearly what happens when they sit down with someone like you. So thanks, Janet. I really appreciate it.
I thank you very much, Magda. And you just have a good day, okay?
And for everyone out there, thank you very much for listening. This is A Moment in the Woods podcast. My name is Magda Santos, and I'll see you next time.